The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know that Rob from Gig Harbor is. Rob, are you there?
I am here.
Rob is here. So, Steve, that means you've got to get out of here.
All right.
For those who are playing along at home, Rob will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What retailer's logo looks like a bullseye?
That would be Tarjay.
Correct. Which Seattle Mariner has been called Crawdaddy most of his life?
Juan Crawford.
No.
Oh. Darn, I don't know the players.
All right, we'll pass. In what decade did Chicago first dye its river green for St. Patrick's Day?
30.
No.
40.
No.
50.
No. What kind of animal was the first to go to space?
Repeat the question.
What kind of animal was the first to go to space?
Pass.
Paella is the national dish of what country?
I believe that would be Spain.
Correct. Who replaced Michael Keaton as Batman?
Mr. Val Kilmer.
Correct. What children's board game featured a character named Lord Licorice?
Oh, I used to play that when I was a kid. Candyland.
Yeah, what tech company was the first to reach the $3 trillion market cap?
Oh, what tech company you said?
Yes.
Apple.
That is correct. I'll accept it even though I kind of said it, but that's okay. We don't have to tell Steve. We don't have to tell Steve. That's just a little secret between you and me, Rob. Rob, you got five correct.
All right.
You split right down the middle, a fine score, nothing to be ashamed of at all.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
But here comes a man that I'm very ashamed of.
Oh, what?
Steve Mix.
Come on.
Steve, welcome back.
You're such a jerk.
Are you ready?
All right.
Steve, what retailer's logo looks like a bullseye?
Oh, Tatum's favorite store of all time. That's Target.
Yes. Which Seattle Mariner has been called Crawdaddy most of his life?
I had no idea they called him. I got to assume it's J.P. Crawford.
It sure is.
Crawdaddy.
In what decade did Chicago first dye its river green for St. Patrick's Day?
70s.
No.
60s.
Yes. What kind of animal was the first to go to space?
Oh, dog.
Yes. Paella is the national dish of what country?
Mexico?
No.
Spain.
Yes. Who replaced Michael Keaton as Batman?
Crap. No. Is that Bat Nipples? Val Kilmer?
Yes. What children's board game featured a character named Lord Licorice?
Candyland?
Yes. Which tech company was the first to reach the $3 trillion market cap?
Microsoft.
No.
Apple.
Yes. What is the only U.S. state to border a Canadian territory?
Washington.
No.
Michigan?
No.
New York?
No. The Silver Bullet Band is the backing band for which rocker?
Bob Seger.
Correct. And with that, ooh, Steve, you got 9 correct, and that is a win, 9-5. Sorry, Rob, you did a great job playing today.
Thanks for killing me, Steve. I appreciate it.
It was a good game, Rob. Thanks a lot for joining us.
The only one you got wrong was kind of a trick question. The only U.S. state to border a Canadian territory is Alaska. The rest of the contiguous states, a lot of those are provinces, not territories.
College Steve would be very disappointed in him because I did take Canadian studies in college.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you? What kind of grades did you get in college?
I mean, probably B or C at best.
That's nothing to be ashamed of.
It's good enough.
That's why you're so good at Beat Mix.
Thank you. Buy a shirt.
Yesterday, we learned that Sean Combs is a fan of putting applesauce on a cheeseburger. So we're going to try it. We have a burger. We have applesauce.
We do.
We have a local chef who's known for crazy burgers, and he's going to be joining us as well. We're going to find out how this burger with applesauce tastes after Nirvana.